opened, history's going to come alive to you, and you're, it's going to put perspective, you see, on the times that we are living in, and that's the one thing that Americans have a very hard time doing, is gaining a true historical perspective, and a biblical perspective, for that matter. So call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. If you're writing a check, at $4 for postage and handling. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you again to become a partner with us as day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord in very different ways for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it. Believe me, we need your help. Do it today. Let's do this thing together. Let's prepare the way of the Lord in our lives for history's final hour. God bless you. Be a blessing. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of IR and its advertisers or affiliates.
Well, good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And so we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you and know what you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me. And we're going to be talking, I thought, this evening about the history of wars in modern times. And most people really don't understand that every war that we have fought, going back to 1898, has been part of this move towards creating the one world order, the new world government, the new world religion, and in preparation for the installation of the one world leader. In fact, of course, all of this has to do with America being the new Atlantis. And that was the dream of Sir Francis Bacon. And Francis Bacon had actually believed in this idea that America was going to become the new Atlantis. He'd written a book about this back in the early 1600s. Of course, he was a Rosicrucian. He was deeply involved with the occult. And it was as a result of that this thought has always been among the occultists that America would become the new Atlantis, and as the old Atlantis that existed presumably at the time of the flood of Noah, that America then would lead the world into the same sort of a society they had when Atlantis reigned over the world. And many people believe that was the time of Noah. Certainly all we know about Atlantis is what we have learned from the writings of Plato in his dialogues, where he wrote about lost Atlantis, this wonderful utopian society that had existed in the early eons and then had been destroyed by a great flood. And of course it is the belief, though, of the elitists, the people who rule the world, that America is the new Atlantis, which is why we've been involved in a series of wars over the last 100 or more years, 111 years, war after war after war. And this is not happening by accident, it's happening by intent, because there are very, very powerful forces working behind the scenes. Want America to have an empire and then to lead the whole world into this one world order. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we only have to look at Afghanistan. We've been fighting there now for almost 7 full years. Remember, we were able to defeat the Germans in 4.5 years and the Japanese in a little over 4.5 years. And yet we've been in Afghanistan for well over 7 years, almost 8 years now, going on 8 years in September of this year. What in heaven's name is this all about? Well, we're not trying to win the war, of course. That's the explanation. We're financing the Pakistanis. We're financing the Taliban. We're killing our boys. It's another no-win war, just exactly like Vietnam was a no-win war, like Korea was a no-win war. I like the men we sent in to die at the Bay of Pigs. Was it no-win war? Promised supplies, promised air cover. There was no intention of giving to them. They were sent in to die. But, of course, this would then convince the American people we were anti-Castro. We were trying to overthrow them. And, oh, shucks, we were so incapable. We were so inefficient. We didn't know how to have a war. What you don't know is, of course, the people of Cuba were to be informed of the invasion. And they just forgot to tell them. And, of course, we sent those boys in at the Bay of Pigs to die. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we've got Bart calling from Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you doing tonight? Bart, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay. I had an observation to make exactly along the lines of what you just said about the evolution of world government, and it is apparent to me, anyway, that the engine for developing the world government has been America's military might and America's treasury, and one yardstick we might use to measure the point at which they will have to jump to full world government will be when America is finally bled dry, when there is no more, resources that are available to fund and fuel the engine that drives world government. At that point, America will be a hollow carcass of its former self. And I think that we are very close to that point now. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, what they're doing is they're killing off our young men, the people who ordinarily would be there to fight for our freedom and to oppose the fascists in Washington, D.C., and the members of the secret societies who control both political parties and control the reins of government. And they're destroying their lives. You know, it certainly is not simply the 4,500 young men and women who've died over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, but, I mean, the countless thousands have come home with serious wounds, and they've lost arms and legs, they've lost their sight, or lost their hearing. But even more than that, over a third of our young men have something called post-traumatic stress, and they're psychologically just incapable of doing anything. Many others have other diseases. Nobody knows what they are. They're similar to the Gulf War illness. They're destroying the lives of our people. And whether they experimented as they did during the First World War with our soldiers, we don't know. We don't have accurate figures, but we do know that during the First Gulf War, as of last November, almost 80,000 of the 695,000 people that were over there, that's over 10%, are already dead from the First Gulf War. And I fear that the same thing will happen after this war as well. They're destroying our young people. The hope of America.
It is staggering what they're doing to the young people, Dr. Stan, the young soldiers, and any that survive and make it home, they want to make sure that they're not able to own firearms in case they learn what's going on. So they passed the Veterans Disarmament Act. I know that you're aware of. I know that's not the actual name of it, but that in effect is what it is. Restricting the Second Amendment rights of broadly across the spectrum for veterans who have come back with just any type of...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Open Line Wednesday. And, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295, and you can talk about whatever you want to. If you have a question or comment, right now we have Bart on the line from Carmel, and he's simply talking about how they're destroying the lives of our young people. It's not only those that die over there in Afghanistan and Iraq fighting a no-win war. It is, of course, and not simply the boys. The tens of thousands have come home crippled with having lost an arm or a leg or something of the sort, having lost their sight or vision. But so many, and they've never had anything like this before, have severe brain injuries from the concussion that came from the roadside devices. And incidentally, you probably don't know, but the timing device that's used to explode them was made here in the United States. Oh, shucks, they just sort of accidentally made a mistake, and they sent those timing devices to one of the Arab countries over there along the Persian Gulf, and somehow they got from that country into these roadside devices that are going off and are destroying the lives of our young people. And so many of them have brain injuries, frank brain injuries, and then there's post-traumatic stress syndrome, and then there's this other Gulf War-like syndrome. We do not know how many there are, but there are literally hundreds of thousands trying to get help from the Veterans Administration, which refuses to give them help, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow. I was simply using the figures from the Veterans Administration that of the first Gulf War, where we know that of the 695,000 that were killed as of November of last, 695,000 that went to fight in the first Gulf War. We have the Veterans Administration figures as of November of last year. We'd be glad to provide them for any of you. And over 10%, almost 80,000 of that 695,000, according to the Veterans Administration, are no longer living. Now, that is either a terrible social catastrophe or a very, very successful effort to destroy and to kill off large numbers of our young people. Bart, go ahead.
By the way, Dr. Stan, would you happen to know how Major Doug Roeke is doing? Because he was the point man on exposing the problems of depleted uranium.
Well, his health is very, very poor, actually. I talked to Joyce Riley the other day, and she's said she's had Doug Roeke on, or Rocky is the way he pronounces his name,
Rocky.
On for 2 hours that day. But certainly Doug's health is in terrible shape. But anybody who has not seen the DVD, Beyond Treason, that's Beyond Treason that Joyce put out, and of course Doug is there, Doug Rocky is there, you'll actually see him and hear him tell the story. And of course, when you get this, you get not only the DVD, but you get another CD-ROM with literally hundreds of pages of government documents. The government knows what they're doing to our boys. They just want either the military or the American people to know that were intentionally destroying the lives and future of the young men.
Well, I personally asked him, I said, Dr. Rocky, do the congressmen and senators, are they aware of the issues with depleted uranium? And he said, oh, yes, all of them are. He's spoken before all of them.
Right.
And this is an issue that there's so many atrocities being committed around the world now by the globalists that it's been sort of pushed to the back burner. But it's a horrendously awful and important issue because of the long-term health effects of breathing in the nanoparticles of the radioactive dust,
right,
which all veterans did, and all people, all the Iraqi people, the men, women, and children, the citizens, the military, everybody there in the country of Iraq is breathing in depleted uranium now, as well as the fact that I understand it's showing up in the jet stream, and this is quite a horrendous thing. I just wanted to mention that because it's something that is worth being aware of because of the nature of it.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have to let you go, and I agree with you totally. I'm very concerned about the depleted uranium. For anybody who'd like to get more information, as well as all the government documents on that, the DVD is called Beyond Treason.
Thank you, Dr.
God bless. Thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And is this Trevor from Spokane? How do you spell your name?
Oh, Trevor, the last name is Volak.
Oh, it doesn't matter what your last name is. Anyway, it's good to talk to you. I don't think you've called before, have you?
Oh, no, sir. I've been listening to you now for a couple of weeks now, and I just felt like I should call in over a couple comments with the war in Iraq.
All right, go right ahead.
Well, obviously, I volunteered for several tours overseas, and I haven't got the opportunity to be sent yet. And, you know, in the world of World War II, you know, they lost 9,387 guys in the first 72 hours. Civil War, 618,000 to 700,000 for the extent of it. So the amount of people we're losing over there is nothing compared to these ones. But I guess my major point is when you sign on the line to go into the military, you understand that it may cost you your life, and that freedom isn't free.
All right, fine. But certainly, are you in the military now?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, fine. Let me explain. Have you, do you know my website at all?
Oh, no, I
well,
haven't.
Well, can yet. I suggest you go to my website? It's radioliberty.com. And, or you, if you have, do you have access to a computer?
Yeah, sure.
All right, fine. Certainly, if you Google in the Radio Liberty, which is my title of my website, and then Major General Smedley Butler. He was the most decorated Marine general in the 1930s, in fact, probably one of the most decorated Marine generals of all time. And just read what he said about war is a racket. What you really don't understand is that you're not fighting for America. I love America, but you are fighting for the wicked people who've taken control of our government, who are using our military to create an empire and to actually, of course, disrupt countries throughout the world. And right now, of course, the reason we're fighting in Iraq is because we want to be able to keep our troops there indefinitely. And so we're not losing too many, so the American people won't get too angry here at home. But, of course, the plan is to permanently occupy the Middle East, just exactly as we have occupied Germany since the end of the Second World War. We have occupied Japan since the end of the Second World War. We've occupied South Korea since the end of the Korean War. And America has troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We're not fighting for freedom. We are fighting to create this American empire to bring about a new world order. So I admire your dedication to America, but the battle is not on foreign battlefields. The battle is here in America for the hearts of our people and, of course, for the soul of America.
Yeah, and I hear you there, Dr. Stan. And there's a lot of research that I still need to accomplish and kind of exactly what's happening overseas. But, you know, and I think it's best to keep a very optimistic mind with it and not try and stay out of the pessimistic mind. I believe the kind of liberal media is downplaying or creating the war in Iraq to be such a disaster that there's no good coming from it whatsoever. There's not, you know, good little battles here and there as far as freeing of these people and I guess the kind of suppression they've been feeling.
Do you actually think, of course, that we're bringing freedom to the people? I mean, if we're bringing freedom, why do they want us to leave?
You know, that's something I agree with there. I'm not I'm not real sure, and like I say, I need to get some of my facts together, too, before I battle with you with this, Dr. Stan. And I guess mostly what I'm trying to say out there is there's a lot of liberal media coming across saying that it's horrible, and I have friends over there, I have family that are actually preparing themselves to be right there, so I'm good friends. So it's a part of my life, big. I mean, it's a huge part of mine, and it's something that I try and stay positive about, although there's a lot of things about it I do not agree with.
Well, could I suggest that you, if you go to my website and read my December 2007 newsletter. That's December 2007. It is a speech that was given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who commanded the coalition forces, all of the American and foreign forces in Iraq from 2003, June of 2003, until June of 2004. Will you read that newsletter and then give me a call back next week? Because what General Sanchez is saying is, this is a no-win war. They were not allowed to win. They were not allowed to win the war. They could fight and bleed and suffer, die, but they were never allowed to win by Washington, D.C. So anyway, read that newsletter, read the article, which is basically a talk that was given by Major General Smedley Butler. War is a racket. They're both up on my website at RadioLiberty.com. Give me a call next week, will you?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure talking with you, sir.
God bless, and the best to you, and to the best of the boys over there. Well, I mean, they're courageous boys that... fighting a battle, but a good battle. They're great soldiers. Unfortunately, they're not allowed to win, and we're not there to win. Let's go right now to Donna calling from Michigan, and again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And yeah, can you speak up? Just speak a little louder, Donna.
Yes, I'm talking about property taxes.
Right.
And if you could give some kind of history of the constitutionality of it, if you know why someone can say there's a basis for forfeiting your whole property to the government if you don't pay what the taxes are. It's not like if you have a debt, you can sell your property and they can take from it what you owe. But in this case, the government takes everything, no matter if you owe 10%, they take the whole property, your house and your land.
You're absolutely right, and it's totally unfair, and because we have corruption at every level of our government today. And, of course, what they should do is work out something with the people, or certainly allow them to stay on the land and then take it from them after, you know, they are deceased. So it wouldn't pass on to the heirs, but would be used to pay the property taxes or perhaps other money that they owe the government, but they don't do that. You're absolutely right, because government is like a hungry lion. They just never get enough to eat. And, of course, they keep expanding the number of government employees and government pensions and goodies for government employees, and that's why they want to take your property. And I think it's totally corrupt.
Do you think this could be argued in some constitutional basis?
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. And the reason we can't view it on a constitutional basis, Donna, is because the Constitution basically gives the right to regulate private property to the states. If you read the 35th of the Federalist Papers, and really this tells us what the founders were thinking, why James Madison wrote that the power of the central government is to be very limited and defined. The federal government was to have nothing to do with life, liberty, or property. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be dealt with at the state or the local level. And so, you know, if the state is corrupt and their politicians want to take your land, there's not very much you can do. You can get a good lawyer, but if you owe taxes, you're going to have to borrow money, and sometimes people will lend you money so you can pay your taxes. But have you actually lost your land yet?
Oh, no. But I'm calling on the principle.
All right. Well, I think it's a very good principle, but it's unfortunate. But we got a lot of corruption, and what we need, of course, are better local officials and compassionate local officials who would help somebody who is in this sort of a situation that you described. Okay, Donna, anything else you want to say?
No, thank you very much.
God bless. And let's go, of course, to Ray, who's calling here from Santa Cruz. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to talk a little bit about John Hines.
John Hines.
He was killed in a plane crash, right? And his wife was is John Kerry's wife now, right? His widow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about John Hines other than that he was the heir to the Hines fortune.
There's something really, I don't know, I'm not saying there's conspiracy or anything like that, but it's rather odd to me, you know, he was a